I said, God, I can handle it as long as you'll hold my hand. I said, God, as long as you are who you are, I will be able to handle it. And a great peace came over me that night. And I felt God's presence. And I went through everything, losing everything with no problems. I've got problems inside, you know, with feelings and stuff, but God is still holding my hand. I have come back out of it. There was no way we could get a house or anything. The banks wouldn't look at us. I mean, I'd been out of the bankruptcy about 8 months, and God worked the way that a bank give me a loan on a house, and I got me a house. And the only way it came about was through God. It wasn't man. Man wouldn't do it. It was God. God has given us a fresh start. I'm working, trying to get back started again. And maybe if God will it, maybe I can get over this way. Maybe open a garage. I don't know. But I want God's will for my life. And I mean, I went through a lot of stress, a lot of heartache, but God is still with me. And I know, sitting in that hospital last night, I started thinking you could hear the other people with their problems. And I mean, this one little lady next to us, she sounded like she was having a terrible problem last night. And I was thanking God that I wasn't over in that room sounding like that. And I wasn't afraid last night. I mean, I never had any fear at all about any problems. God had given me a confidence that I was going to be okay. And I wasn't afraid of nothing. I knew God had the control over it. And I was saying, God, you know, here I am. I'm what I am because you made me that way. And God, your confidence in what you can do for me and how you can guide me and strengthen me and use me. And I don't understand everything that I went through, but I know God has had his hand on me and kept me and brought me out of every situation thus far. As long as I've served God and as long as I put my faith and trust in him and as long as I've held on to his hand and as long as I've never let him go, I have God on my side. Do you know that? And that's more than anything else in this world that I can say about anything. I've got God still on my side. And God has been with me. And I tell you what, it hasn't made me shirk away from my duties as a Christian, but it's increased my faith and belief in him, knowing he's my God and how he brought me out of everything and how he'll hold his hand on you and bring you through too. Thinking God's not a respecter of persons. I tell you, he's not. And he cares about you and he cares about me because we are his children and we are his servants. But I tell you, there comes a servitude that you've got to match up to. All these benefits that God gives us don't come free. I can remember being in church service where Brother L.D. Moore was preaching. I said, God, you know, he preaches about the way that God has moved and spoke and how he answered and all these other things. I said, I want to be a minister like that. And I remember way back when I was a young minister, you know what he told me? Pay the price.
All right.
What do you mean, God? Pay the price. That means, people, you put the kingdom of God first. That means, people, you push the plate back and fast and pray and seek God. That means, people, God is the first thing in your life. Man, oh man. You know, we want God to heal our families. We want God to save our loved ones. And we want God to move in the services. And we want God to pour out the blessings. And we want God to do everything for us. We want him to, well, but what are we doing for God? How are we talking? How are we being a servant unto God? Are we giving him everything there is about us? Did you know your mind, your body, and your soul belongs to God? And that's your reasonable service is to give him every bit of that. And you know, when you give yourself fully unto God and he wants to use you and you obey what God has to do. You know you're doing just your reasonable service unto him. Do you know we shouldn't be expecting all these other things of God, but there's promises that we can hold on to. The truths of God that he said, if you will do this, I will do this for you. If you will be this, I will be your God, and I will do what I said I would do in my word, and I'll bring it to pass. Trouble is, we get in a little bit of trouble. We get in a little bit of cares of this life, kind of try choking us off. And you know what? We might slip a little bit from God. I can remember in one service, my blood pressure was way up, and I was preaching. And I started seeing white spots going all over before me. You know what I did? I sat down and stopped preaching. No, no, no. I kept right on. I said, God, if you strike me dead here, that's it. I don't care. That's the best way I could ever think about going on to heaven, is preaching your gospel. And I kept right on. And God took those spots away. And by the end of that service, I was feeling great again. But you know, we've got to hold on to God, and we've got to believe that he is who he says he is, and he will help us out. He will make a way for us. He will provide the way that we need to walk and talk and hold on to him. We need to believe that he's God Almighty, and that anything is possible through him. The trouble is, we forget who he really is. We forget that he can say, son, be you burned out, and it's out. He can say, earth, stand still, and the earth stands still. He can say, earth, back up your rotation and start it again and rotate the right way again. He can do it. He defies all the laws of science. He defies everything. You know why? Because he made the science. He made the laws. And anything that he made, he can change by speaking the word. We forget that he fashioned us out of the dust of the earth. Break the body down. Let it deteriorate. And you know what you are? You're dirt. That's right. The elements of the body is dirt. We are the dust of the earth. God created us. Man can't see it. Man's too busy being man. Man thinks he's the big wig and the big dog. He thinks he knows it all in the price of a two. But God is the one that made us. God is the one that created the world. God is the one that holds our life. God is the one that holds our breath. And everything there is, he owns the cattle on a thousand hills. He owns everything. We don't own a thing. Do you hear me? The only thing we have is to be his servant. If we're not his servant, then we're going to pay the penalty in the end. I'm glad I can still serve God. I'm glad God don't place limitations on how high I can climb in his kingdom. I'm going to tell you, people, I have read the Bible front to back. I cannot find where God puts a limitation on me that I can only go so far in his kingdom. I don't find where I can only go so high on the ladder with God. You show me the scripture tonight where God says you can only go so far. But you know what? He said you can draw close to his kingdom. As God ever came down and said, I know such and such because he's a friend of God. Man, we have a lot of room for improvement tonight. I have a lot of room to move up. I need to feel the Spirit of God more in my life. I need to break through. I feel like I've been put in some kind of an eggshell. I feel like the devil's been trying to squelch me down. But I'm getting tired of being pushed backwards by the devil. And I'm getting tired of being in this situation. I'm praying and I'm asking God, you know, break me out of it, God. Help me. Help me come through this situation. Help me forget about all this other stuff. And just get me back to where I once was. I believe he'll do it. The devil tries bringing things against me, tries bringing the health and everything, and says, you're not going to make it, you can't do this, and you can't do that. Well, yes, I can. If God so wills it, that's the way it'll be. If I can trust in God and I can put my faith and trust in Him and believe that He is who He is, He can deliver me. If He can deliver all the other people in the Bible and He can deliver everybody else, you know what? He can deliver me. He is not a respecter of persons, and He will work for His people if we'll just trust and put our faith in Him. I'm glad God was with me. I'm glad I have no problems with my heart. I'm glad God has somehow made a miraculous miracle. I mean, with all that cholesterol and all that fats, there ought to be plaque buildup. I ought to have blockages everywhere, but it hasn't happened yet. My pancreas ought to be inflamed. It ought to have all kinds of problems, but it's not so, because God's in control. God's still got His hand on me. God's still got the last say-so. The devil don't have to say-so. The God in heaven above says what goes and what don't. He's the one that fashioned me out of the clay. He's the one that set me up on the potter's wheel. He's the one that fashioned the vessel that was meet for the master's use. As long as I turn myself over to Him and obey His word and trust in Him. When I refuse to do His will and I refuse to obey Him, then I am no longer a vessel of God. I want to be pleasing in His sight. I want to do what God would have me to do. I want to go where God would have me to go. I don't want to put limitations on God tonight. My feeble mind, that is of a man, cannot comprehend how great of a God we really got, because I can only see through these eyes dimly. I can't see the whole grace of God. I can't see the whole magnificence of God. I can't even begin to comprehend it. I haven't got the intelligence in my mind to even comprehend, because even by the foolishness of God, He confounded the wise men of this world. It's impossible for me. But deep in my heart, I have a belief and a faith that He is. And the devil can't take that away from me. There is nothing you go through in this life, anything at all, that God hasn't got the last say in it. When we get down to the point, we say, why me? Why not? I feel like we go through things to help others out. Somebody else has probably went through something bad in their life, and my testimony might help them out. I know what it's like now to go in and be tested for heart problems. I know what that person that'll be in there is going through now. And I can be a witness and a help with my testimony. When you people go through something and you testify about the good things that God has done for you, and how God has worked for you, and how God has brought you through, and how God has healed, and how God has set free, and how God has saved, and how God has did all kinds of miracles for us, you're helping your brothers and your sisters out to go stronger in the Lord. We went through this. If it wasn't God's will for us to go through it, we wouldn't be here. It would take us on out. But God has a plan that we need to obey by. And we need to go through that plan, that we may be His witness, His true and faithful witness, that He is what He is. I am, God said. I am what I am. And that's all you need to know. I can do anything. I can speak anything into existence. I can do anything. He's the God of impossibilities. He's the God that has had mercy upon this poor soul before you. I can remember when He first saved me, how God brought me out, how He brought me into this way, out of a Baptist religion. how he took and set my feet upon that rock, and how he brought me into Pentecostal, and how he showed me that the Pentecostal holiness way was right, and how he showed me there was a higher walk that you don't have to walk in sin. You can live above it in him. You don't have to sin a little bit every day. No, sir. There's a walk. There's a walk that we're not walking. There's a walk that you can get so close to God that God would even come down and speak and walk and talk with you. If you really want to pay the price, you can get there. But the trouble is, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Oh, God. I'm willing. Help me be your servant. I thank God that I'm here tonight. I thank God I'm not still laying in that hospital bed. Oh, glory to God. I'm a little bit weak, but I still honor him tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Are you glad that you're alive? Are you glad that God has seen you this far? Are you glad that you're still a servant of God? Are you glad that you're a child of the King? Have you got anything to praise God about tonight? Can you raise his name up and say, "Oh God, holy, holy, holy art thou. Praise be to your name. You are worthy of all praise, Lord." Man, I'm ready to cast my crown at his feet and say, "God, you are worthy of all praise and honor and glory that I could ever bestow upon you. These lips don't do it enough, God. Let me raise my hands in adoration to you. Let me praise you. Let me lift you up. Let me set you up, Lord, that I can praise you. Oh, God, you know, when I'm in the most problems I've ever been in, I've found when I raise my hands up and I start a crying and a praising up to God, I find he comes in and helps me. I find he comes in and the Holy Ghost speaks to me and everything's all right. Even if nothing else looks all right, it's all right in my heart. And I have a peace that I can go through everything with. Just because I raise my hands and start praising him and thanking him for what he is and who he is and what he's done for me. We forget who we are. We forget what he's done for us. Where I was at when I was lost. I was undone and going to a devil's hell. How his mercy, when he took over 2,000 years ago, when he died upon that cross for me. He died because he wanted to save me. And he died and he let his blood be shed for me. I wasn't worthy of it. I was worthy of death. I'm not worthy of all this goodness God has placed upon me. I'm not worthy of it, I tell you. I'm just an old pile of filthy rags. But his mercy is what supplies it unto me. Sometimes we just need to lift our hands and praise the Lord and say, "Thank you, Jesus. Just thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you." Let's take us a short time to pray tonight before the main service. Let's pray God's will be done tonight.